Vancouver Rundown for Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. A man from BC is sitting in a federal jail in Seattle, charged with smuggling military technology from the U.S. to Pakistan. Mohammed Jawed Aziz was arrested just over a week ago while trying to enter the States at the Peace Arch Crossing. The 67-year-old with Canadian-Pakistani citizenship is accused of using his company to obtain American tech for those in Pakistan who are linked to the country's nuclear and missile programs. He has been denied bail as a serious flight risk. The allegations have not yet been proven in court. Other news, a runway at YVR was shut down Monday afternoon after a Calgary-bound WestJet flight experienced a failed takeoff. Details have not been released about the emergency, but no injuries were reported. Passengers were deplaned and redirected to other flights. Those living in Surrey are facing a 2.8% increase in property taxes. Mayor Brenda Locke says it will likely be among the lowest hikes in the Lower Mainland. She says the increase will allow Surrey to hire 20 more firefighters, 10 more bylaw officers, and 25 more cops. Fraser Health has announced its embattled board chair has resigned. Jim Sinclair, a past longtime union leader, is now retiring after being slammed by the opposition conservatives, healthcare providers, and hospital administrators. Many of the concerns center on a lack of resources and lengthy delays or temporary closures of emergency rooms in BC's fastest-growing region. Possible showers in the forecast for Tuesday morning with a mix of sun and cloud by the afternoon. Windy at times. Cloudy periods on Wednesday. Sunshine for Thursday. For all the details on these local Vancouver area stories, along with those links, go to VancouverRundown.substack.com.